Welcome to On Deck, a feature of the Crystal Ship, a program of opinion. With today's opinion, we have Crystal Ship staff member, the Radical. Go for it.
The saber-rattling Cold Warriors have now found a way to increase the number of young Americans who register for the draft. However, their new method is not one of reward. Rather, in most circles, this incentive would be called blackmail. The Education Department and the Selective Service have found a way to get more mileage out of your tax dollars. Secretary T.H. Bell has authorized the tying together of financial aid with draft registration. Once again, the warmongers have found a way to find bodies for the next war. By forcing any financial aid recipient to acknowledge that they have registered for the draft, the Education Department has followed the time-proven precedent of exploiting the poor for the purposes of the rich. This linking of financial aid with draft registration can only hurt the image of President Ronald Reagan. Reagan shows us again how politicians can betray the public interest. During the campaign for the presidency in 1980, Mr. Reagan promised to end the registration for the draft. Once again, President Reagan has forgotten his own rhetoric for the sake of the Defense Department and allowed the Robin Hood in reverse principle to rear its ugly head. This move only penalizes the conscientious college student who needs money for their college education. The wealthy college student has no worries. He need not register for the draft, and besides, Daddy will take care of it for him. This blackmail by the Education Department and the Selective Service is only the latest in a series of crimes committed by the Reagan administration. Next to stockpiling for war, starving the underprivileged, and funding the corporate rich, this action can only be added to the black book of misdeeds enacted by President Reagan. Once again, the wealthy capitalist mongrels are allowed to exploit the youth of America for their own purpose with the blessings of Father Dutch. The time has come to say no to these capitalists and to end their forceful rule of the future of America by these blood-spilling tyrants. The time is now to end these profits before people policies of the Reagan administration for the benefit of corporate America, and to break these shackles of wealth upon the youth of the United States. This is the Radical signing off with the phrase, socialism forever, socialism for everyone.
This has been On Deck, a special feature of the Crystal Ship. Opinions given today are not necessarily those of the station or the station personnel. However, they may be.